A manuscript dating from the late 15th century containing material both from the Irish tradition and contemporary European texts has been donated to University College Cork. It's the Book of Lismore. It was created in Kilbritton in Cork for Finian MacCarthaigh, Lord of Carbery. It had a long and interesting journey, and now it's being donated permanently to UCC by the trustees of Chatsworth Settlement and the Duke of Devonshire. He's a cousin of Queen Elizabeth II and whose family owns the Lismore Castle Estate in Waterford. Patrick O'Mahon is Professor of Modern Irish at University College Cork. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Tell us, what is the book and what's in it?
The book is a large 400-page vellum manuscript written entirely in Irish, and its contents are mostly stories, entirely prose, we'll say, extending from religious materials such as lives of saints, and lives of continental saints as well, and religious texts drawn from continental tradition, to native sagas and texts concerning kingship and Cormac MacArt and so forth, and then on to entertaining tales purely for entertainment, such as Tromgha of Ghoide, and finishing up in a crescendo, if you like, with Ogil of Nishanor, a large text, mostly prose with poetry mixed through it, concerning the legends of Fionn Mac Cuail. So it's a major manuscript, a huge repository of native and European tradition, and one that was created specifically, as you said, for Finian MacCarthaigh Ríoch, the Lord of Carbery at Kilbritton, with input from the nearby monastery, Franciscan monastery, friary of Timoleague. And what it does is it opens the door to us on the intellectual activity in that part of Cork, in that part of West Cork at the time. And it chimes with so much else that is going on elsewhere in the country. So it gives us a new angle, if you like, on scholarly life, on what okay. was considered as pleasing to and entertaining to a noble lord of the Gaelic tradition in autonomous Ireland.
And where has it been for the last 500-600 years?
So it was written, let's say, for around 1480. It was thought to have been confiscated during the Civil Wars, during the wars of 1642. It doesn't appear in the record at all until 1814, when renovations were being carried out at Lismore Castle in County Waterford, and when it was discovered hidden away along with the Lismore Crozier, a very famous late 11th century Irish crozier, which is now in the National Museum. So Lismore Castle then obviously was by that time it had been in the possession of the Boyles up to the mid 18th century. By that time it was in possession of the Devonshires, and the Devonshires looked after this manuscript, it has to be said, throughout the 19th century before and loaned it to scholars to work on and allowed scholars access to it. It was transferred to Chatsworth House, the seat of the Duke of Devonshire in Derbyshire, in 1914. And has remained there ever since. It was loaned to UCC for an exhibition in 2011, and I was very pleased to be able to digitise the entire book at that time as part of that exhibition. And now it has been donated permanently to UCC.
Patrick, whenever we're allowed back into UCC, will we be able to see it?
It will, of course. That's one of the, I suppose, the advantages of having the book in Cork now, is that it will be there to be viewed by both scholars and by the public. It is very much, if you like, a Cork manuscript. It's an Irish manuscript. It is eloquent in its contents with regard to the history and traditions of the time. And a lot of people, I think, perhaps feel that Irish manuscripts are the Book of Kells and nothing else. But in fact, we had a very strong and very rich learned tradition, scholarly tradition in Ireland in the late Middle Ages. And this book exemplifies that. And so, yes, of course, it will be available to both public and, let's say, the professional academics.
Patrick O'Mahon, thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Patrick speaking to us about the Book of Lismore, which has been permanently donated to UCC. 2 minutes to 9.